And that's how it all begins. And we're off. Well-Tempered Clavier, Book One. Fazil Say was our pianist in that music of Johann Sebastian Bach. It is 3:32. You're listening to The Oasis here at the New Classical FM. And I'm pleased to have as my guest this afternoon Earl Lee, who is a very active conductor. He's been conductor of the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra for some time. And of course, he's also on the podium with the TS. Welcome.
Hey, nice to be here.
Thank Good to have much. You with us. Now, tell us about your experience with the TSYO, because it is coming to an end. Have I got that right?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. We have our final concert coming Tuesday with a very exciting program, including Mozart's Magic Flute Overture, Ravel's Mother Goose Suite.
Oh, that is so gorgeous. Yes. They have to love that.
Yes. And Bartok's Concerto for Orchestra.
So these are not exactly light classics. Good for you.
No.
But what great challenges for everybody.
Yes.
Major important repertoire. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been with the Youth Symphony?
Well, the TSYO, Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, I must tell you, I actually used to be a member of it as a cellist back mm-hmm. in 1999. Mm-hmm. And this is my second year at the helm as a conductor with mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge?
With them.
I can't really think of one. It's such a joy to work with them that I don't really see it as a challenge.
All right, good. greatest joy then.
Yeah.
What's the greatest joy in working with them?
Their enthusiasm, mm-hmm. Their willingness to learn something new every day. And I see the sparks in their eyes and they're always so attentive. So.
It's hard to hide, isn't it? It's as obvious as a fresh haircut.
Yes, that's right.
It really is lovely to see. You will be leading the TSO in an all Beethoven program April 14th and 15th. Tell us about that.
That's right. It's all Beethoven and a very exciting program. A lot of symphonic works that were putting on those concerts were all written in one decade from 1800 to 1810. We have the Egmont Overture and the Coriolan Overture and the Mighty Fifth Symphony.
The Mighty Fifth.
Yes.
I never tire of that. No. I never tire. It's always a masterpiece.
Yes, that's right.
Forever. Two overtures. No concerto?
And of course, I was just about to get to two lovely romances for violin and orchestra. We have an incredible local violinist, but now world class violinist all over the place, Blake Pouliot, mm-hmm. joining us for these two concerts. And he is also an alumni of the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Oh, there you are. Well, it's old home week.
That's right.
It's marvelous. Now, he just has a new CD out on Analecta. Can you tell us anything about that CD? What's on it?
I will certainly ask him about
it. Okay, good. Because... Fine. No worries. That he's got a good performance on a good label. That's enough
yes,
to
absolutely.
Say right there. So that's a beautiful program. Thank
yes.
you. Well, you can't miss.
Yes.
Now, what's the... we have that. So you've been a resident conductor with the Toronto Symphony, our artistic director of TSO, and these things are winding up, but you're anything but idle. So what's coming up for you?
Well, I actually can't really share this news because...
Oh,
I,
well, then fine.
Well, I have something coming up.
It's all a mystery.
But
okay. It'll be our secret.
That's right. It hasn't been announced, so please stay tuned. It'll probably go out in next week or two.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You let us know.
Oh, absolutely
I'll
will.
I'll certainly make sure to share it with the public.
Yes.
Guest today is... Earl Lee, who's done a wonderful job conducting here in Toronto, and you can see him over the weekend. And we'll be back in just a moment.